Hi there, this is a quick one of two part boo on my tablet, which I purchased the other day. The kind of square tablet that you computerise on, not the round tablet that fixes colds and tuberculosis and so on. It's called a Storage Options Scroll Elite 9.7, which I think refers to the size of the screen in inches, tablet. Made by an unknown company, Storage Options, never heard of them. But anyway, I bought it on the strength of having gone to Carphone Warehouse, looking at the review of the one I wanted and finding it was bettered by this thing, by looking at, I think it was TechRadar, mentioned I could pay an extra £10 and get a much better product. So I ordered it on the basis that it got a reasonably good review for a budget tablet. I don't have the kind of budget that wants to buy an iPhone and iPad, and as for one of the upper-end Samsungs, that's probably going to be at my price range as well for the time being. And I just wanted something to fiddle with, really, and believe me, that's exactly what I've got. It's going to be fiddle while you work. I'm afraid. Okay, so let's go for the good bits. The good bits are the build quality is that of an iPad. It's really well made, aluminium case, nice clear graphical screen. The sound, when I can get sound to come out of it, isn't too bad at all. Reasonably good quality for the size and the shape. Bearing in mind it's completely flat, it's quite bassy really. I was quite impressed. It seems to have all the ports you could ever want on there, including HDMI output, which is quite interesting. So you can plug that in straight into your TV if you're up for that, which I'm probably not going to be, but anyway. There is a major disadvantage with this thing. Weighs about 500 grams, and yeah, as I say, feels really solid. You could certainly hit somebody over the head, it would damage them, it wouldn't damage it, I wouldn't have thought. So hardware-wise, it's wonderful. I mean, for the price, £166, can't fault it. However, there's a major con here. And the con is lack of Android Marketplace or Google Play Store access. There's no license on the machine for it to run the App Store, which is a major, major downfall. It can be solved, I believe, by doing two things. So one, I wrote to the manufacturers last night and asked them how I can get BBC iPlayer to work, because I can get it on there but it doesn't actually run, and they've sent me a solution to fix it, which is basically a firmware upgrade which is going to take an hour to run. So I'm not going to do that today. I should do that over the weekend, because I'm a bit nervous and it does require babysitting, pushing, clicking buttons and so on, confirming actions as you go. So I'll do that at the weekend when I'm a bit freer for time. The other thing is, because there's no store, whether or not this upgrade is going to resolve that, I don't know, but I'm going to assume not. Because there's no store, you have to sideload Android applications, APK files. And while I'm happy to do this, because it basically means getting the files you need from various torrent sites and Android forums, and then manually installing them via copying via a PC, while I'm happy to do this, I understand that, you know, this is not very consumer friendly and that most punters are going to be intimidated by this and rather annoyed, and I'm rather annoyed to be brutal, but I'm happy to do the geeky stuff because that's what I like doing. But yeah, if I can't get it to work properly to my liking over the weekend, it's going to have to go back, I think. But hopefully, because the hardware on it is so good, the processor is nice and zippy as well, everything seems to work very well. It's just a lack of Android storefront that is really annoying me. There is a storefront on there called Slide Me, but to be quite honest, it's bobbins. There's nothing worth, I mean, it hasn't got things like Angry Birds on there, it hasn't got things like Audio Boo, it hasn't got Skype, all the things I wanted to use it for, which are basically tweeting, Skyping, and running iPlayer, watching TV on it, taking up to bed and just watching it while snoozing. Alas, I'm going to be stuck with my laptop for the time being, which is a lovely little laptop, but not exactly the sort of thing you want to take to bed with you. It gets very hot and it's quite heavy, old Acer. Anyway, I shall give a part two review once I've done the reflash and played with it a bit more, and give you an idea of whether this is going to be love after developing the relationship slowly, or if it's going to be back in the mail to Amazon. You shall discover shortly. Goodbye for now.